I mean, yeah, it's all very well passing the law. It's still got to be enforced and policed as well. I mean, how easy would that be?
Well, certainly, you know, we found that in terms of the, you know, the amount of input that's required, it is quite intensive because, you know, these are people often who are determined to get round systems and rules. And therefore, you do have to have staff who are highly vigilant, that you are prepared to, you know, check information. Particularly, we encourage our own tenants to let us know of anything that they might think is untoward in terms of people who may be, you know, living in a property. We get information from the likes of the post office, yeah, and you know, postal deliveries. So really, we look at every source. And then in terms of the process, well, often when confronted, we have found our experience has been that, you know, people give up the keys fairly readily. There are a hardcore who will basically stay there and fight the case. We have to go to court for possession of the property. That is costly. It takes time. And at the moment, where tenancy fraud is shown, you can go and ask the court to apply a fine. But I think, you know, these new powers are, you know, are important because there are also higher fines that are going to be attached to this offence that for the first time becomes a criminal offence.
What's the worst case that you've known of subletting?
Well, certainly we've had a case where, as an example, and it came to light actually through investigation of a minor fire that had taken place, that we actually did our tenancy check at that time and found that the woman who was living in a particular flat, the tenant himself claimed that it was his girlfriend. But in fact, you know, we discovered it was in fact the girlfriend of a well-known local drug dealer. The tenant had left the property to this person. It was being used to trade. So the tenant had moved elsewhere in the locality. And certainly in terms of, you know, we went in very quickly serving notices to quit, taking the legal steps, working closely with the police alongside the local authority to both take possession and to pursue the fraud case. Because that was certainly a case where there was abuse of the system and indeed there was criminal activity being carried out from the property. So that, you know, is an example of why we need every power available to really deal, you know, with the issues. You know, we have to safeguard the fact that, you know, the vast majority of our customers are responsible tenants, and we want to make sure that, you know, we safeguard the system for them.
Nick, thank you very much for joining BBC WM this afternoon. Nick Cummings there from the Bromford Housing Group.